11. Muster Marks Quarks. In 1911, a British scientist named C.T.R. Wilson was studying cloud formations by tramping regularly to the summit of Ben Nevis, a famously damp Scottish mountain, when it occurred to him that there must be an easier way to study clouds. Back in the Cavendish lab in Cambridge, he built an artificial cloud chamber, a simple device in which he could cool and moisten the air, creating a reasonable model of a cloud in laboratory conditions. The device worked very well, but had an additional unexpected benefit. When he accelerated an alpha particle through the chamber to seed his make-believe clouds, it left a visible trail, like the contrails of a passing airliner. He had just invented the particle detector. It provided convincing evidence that subatomic particles did indeed exist. Eventually, two other Cavendish scientists invented a more powerful proton beam device, while in California, Ernest Lawrence at Berkeley produced his famous and impressive cyclotron, or atom smasher, as such devices were long excitingly known. All of these contraptions worked, and indeed still work, on more or less the same principle. The idea being to accelerate a proton or other charged particle to an extremely high speed along a track, sometimes circular, sometimes linear, then bang it into another particle and see what flies off. That's why they were called atom smashers. It wasn't science at its subtlest, but it was generally effective. As physicists built bigger and more ambitious machines, they began to find or postulate particles or particle families seemingly without number. Muons, pions, hyperons, mesons, k-mesons, Higgs bosons, intermediate vector bosons, baryons, tachyons. Even physicists began to grow a little uncomfortable. "Young man," Enrico Fermi replied when a student asked him the name of a particular particle, "if I could remember the names of these particles, I would have become a botanist." Today, accelerators have names that sound like something Flash Gordon would use in battle. The Super Proton Synchrotron, the Large Electron Positron Collider, the Large Hadron Collider, the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider.
This book is continued on Disc 6.